Prepare your eyes. Viewmaster with Sam Sinnott on 95BFM.
Morena, Sam.
Ding dong, how we doing?
Ding dong. Oh, we're doing well. We're doing very well. It feels very Friday today.
Oh, God. I'm so keen to have a nap tonight. I mean, and not by a nap, I mean like go to bed.
Okay.
It's been a long week.
Sleep like on a Friday night. I respect that. What's happening? What are we talking about today on the telly?
So I was telling you the backstory before we got on here, but I might as well share with the listeners. I've been struggling to find something to watch this week. I got 3 episodes into the show on TVNZ On Demand called Resident Alien. Don't watch it. It's bad. I couldn't even review it for this because I was like, I'm trying not to do bad reviews. Like, I'm trying to review things positively and I just couldn't do it. So instead, we're talking about Soulmates, which is a Black Mirror-esque show that was created by AMC, which is an American network, and is now on Amazon Prime Video here in New Zealand. And basically, it's set 15 years in the future, and there's this technology which finds your perfect soulmate, if they also take the test as well.
Okay.
So think like Tinder, but it works and costs more money.
Tinder, but it works.
And it's an anthology series that follows different like couples or individuals that are taking the test or experimenting with the test or debating whether to take the test. And in this world, there's like a new wedding every weekend and people are getting married at like Chuck E. Cheese because all the wedding venues are sold out, and it's just like such a commonplace thing.
And is it like in the vein of Black Mirror, is it very, very serious, or is it a bit like lols sometimes?
So that's one of my biggest problems with this, is that it kind of doesn't really know its tone.
Right.
Or like, it doesn't know its tone, and each individual episode has its different tone, but it doesn't really work for me just because it's confusing and you don't know whether to take it seriously or not sometimes, and it doesn't seem to know whether to take itself seriously or not sometimes.
Got you.
First episode, starring Sarah Snook and Kingsley Ben-Adir. You'll know Sarah Snook from Succession. Mm-hmm. She's the sister. Beautiful, stunning. They play a couple that have been married since they were 18. They've got 2 kids. They're madly in love, but they start seeing all of their friends find their perfect matches, and they're like, are we each other's perfect match? Like, we have never taken a test, and we don't know, and what do we do? We've got 2 kids, and like, and it's that thing where as soon as things get hard in a marriage, which is inevitably will, do you just throw in the towel and take this test and find your perfect soulmate and then leave? And that's the commonplace in the society, is these people will leave their marriages because they
find their soulmate via an app.
Yeah, and and apparently it works. Like, and there's this overwhelming urge to do it. And I find that that inattention within relationships being the catalyst being some app, like, quite an interesting concept.
Mm.
But then that's the thing about the show. The concept is amazing, but the execution sometimes falls short. And by
right.
sometimes, I mean in quite a few episodes, falls short.
Okay.
So the second episode focuses on this guy who gets blackmailed by his match. And I won't spoil anything else about it, but it's quite... It's just not a lot happening. And you're like, why did they choose this episode to go second when I wanted to watch this kind of like... I want to watch the romance and
you want the kind of campy good times a little bit more before you get into the deep dark underbelly.
Yeah, or go drama, or like explore the concept more. Like, I don't need to go straight from like, oh, this inner turmoil between a wedding, like that's a thing I can relate to someone being blackmailed. You know, it's like there's easier ways to tell the story and more succinct story beats you could hit before you get into this like more wild out there territory.
Got
I understand
you.
They were trying to take, you know, they're trying to take risks, but the risks didn't really pay off. And then the third episode focuses on this couple that are so in love, and they engage in polyamory. They go on little adventures every month or so where they meet up with a new person and they, you know, do the do and apart from each other, but then it's only one night and they come back to each other and they're more in love than ever before. And the woman in the relationship, she finds a perfect match because she took the test years and years ago, and it's a woman and she's not actually... a lesbian woman. So
interesting.
She's like, what do we do here? And then it just explores polygamy, and that's quite a cool episode, but then also it's very cheesy sometimes.
It sounds like you had a conflicted relationship with this show, like really rooting for it to do well and then it not always leading following expectations.
Yeah, and one of the things about the show that I really found a bit difficult was the pacing of it, because it's made for TV, so it's got that linear 42 minutes and 30 seconds structure.
Mm-hmm.
So the story beats have to play out in a certain way, and you're kind of like, okay, this could have been told in 30 minutes and like being like perfect in 30 minutes, but you had to give it an extra 12 and a half. And there's fun stuff going on. The fourth episode, starring Bill Skarsgård, is like a buddy cop, like, rom-com in a way, which is quite fun to watch. But that's what I mean. The tone keeps shifting. And
It's
not one you want to binge, I don't think. I think it's one you want to, like, watch each episode as an individual thing so you don't get tainted by it. Because I watched, obviously, 4 last night because, as I said, I was struggling to find shows to watch. And this was getting down to the wire.
So you're like, 4 episodes of this. Let's see what it's like.
I was like, do I find a mini series? It's like 5-minute episodes. Like, what do I do? But we found this.
I like this peek behind the curtain here. Thank you very much for sharing with us.
Well, if I don't start watching on the weekend, it really gets crunched up. You know, I have a job. So, the show is like definitely something that someone will like relate to. And if you've got a Black Mirror, like if you love everything Black Mirror ever does, this could be for you, because it does have that futuristic, like, what is the future gonna be like, what are we gonna do with it,
kind of thing.
And there are some people that are just like, Black Mirror every episode is phenomenal. I love seeing the sci-fi future thing,
this could be the show for them when they're waiting for more Black Mirror, basically.
Exactly. And when is Black Mirror season 5 coming out?
Just about to ask you that.
I really want to know, because I haven't seen anything about it, but I think maybe they've run out of ideas.
And we're also, too busy living in the dystopian now.
Yeah, dystopia, when dystopia meets real life, that's when it gets a bit too anyway, that was dark. Let's move on from that.
So where can people watch this, Sam?
This is Amazon Prime Video, an underutilized streaming platform that people should really check out because there's stuff going on.
And what's the name of the show again?
Soulmates.
Soulmates. Thank you very much, Sam.
Hey, no worries.
Viewmaster, only on 95BFM.
People